こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。1個目、中国でディープフェイクアプリのザオが先週金曜日にリリースされるや否や数百万回ダウンロードされ、大きな話題となりました。自撮り写真をアップロードするだけで、映画やミュージックビデオのセレブの顔部分に自分の顔が合成され、誰でも簡単にディープフェイク動画が作れるというものです。自撮りをたった写真1枚提供するだけでも、かなりのクオリティのディープフェイク動画が作成されます。中国の iTunes ランキングで1位を獲得していたザオですが、利用規約の中でアップロードされた自撮り写真や動画については、所有、第三者への譲渡、再ライセンスなど全ての権利をユーザー側が無償で永久的にメーカー側に与えることになっていると発覚したため、 iTunes ストアにネガティブな評価が殺到したほか、 WeChat ではザオ経由のコンテンツがブロックされる事態となりました。これを受け、メーカーは利用規約を変更し、アプリの機能向上以外の目的では提供されたデータを使わないと発表しています。
In China, a deepfake app called Zao was downloaded millions of times just moments after its release on Friday last week. Simply by uploading a selfie, anyone can easily generate a deepfake in which their face is applied to a celebrity in a movie or music video. The software is capable of generating high-quality deepfakes from a single image.While Zao had claimed first place in the Chinese iTunes app rankings, users eventually realized that its user agreement claimed free, irrevocable, permanent, transferable, and relicensable rights to all content, meaning that they would own all uploaded data and provide users with no compensation. This resulted in negative reviews on the App Store and Zao's content being blocked on WeChat. The makers of Zao have since respondedby revising the user agreement and indicating that data would not be used beyond the deepfake functions of the app.
そう、めっちゃ話題になってたよね。まあ、中国でしか提供されてないから、私たちは試せないんだけど。見た？これ使った動画。
Yeah.
あの、ロミオとジュリエットのやつとか、リオ・ディカプリオの顔にユーザーが自分の顔をはめ込んでいるっていう。で、当然自撮りはいっぱい出せば出すほど精度は上がるんだけど、まあ1枚だけでもここまでできるんだっていうすごいクオリティ、うん、しかも8秒ぐらいでできたって書いてたよね。だからあのまあディープフェイクもう数年ぐらいちょいちょいこう、うん、バイリンガルニュースでも取り上げてきてたけど、
It started with the pornography thingRight? Was that the original point of this invention?
まあいろんな研究もね取り上げてきたけど、まさにこういうふうについに誰でも無料で、mm. あのここまでのクオリティの動画が作れるっていう、すごいよね。ただこうやっぱり顔のなんていうの、まあ。元々ある自撮りを提供することもできるし、このアプリの中で自分の写真を撮ることもできるんだよね。そうすると当然こう瞬きしてる様子とかをあの記録して提供した方が、まあ、動画にした時にスムーズになるから、そういうデータも全て取っていて、それがまあ全部こうライセンスとかもできる状態でメーカー側に渡っているっていうのはちょっとどうなんですかっていう話で問題になった。
So they're able to generate these things from a single still image, and they don't. But it gets better if you provide more images.
そう、そういうこと。
From what I've seen with deepfake technology, part of the problem is the lighting doesn't match the scene of the face that you're being transferred to.
Yeah.
And so, if you can provide images of your face with different kinds of lighting.That helps.
And, そうね。
But it seems like if it could use that, you know, the face ID dot mapping thing that actually maps the structure of your face.
Yeah.
Do you know if it utilizes that?
いや、わかんない。
ただ。Probably doesn't have access to that, right?
でも写真一枚でここまでできるかっていう、まあ、だから若干やっぱり 違和感はあるよね、そりゃ。あの写真1枚しか出してないから。ただだからこう今まで研究で作ってた動画みたいな、オバマのやつとか、うん、みたいな、わあもうこれ本物じゃんっていうレベルではないにしろ、まあまあまあまあ無料でこれはすごいなっていう感じはあった。
You know, sometimes you see a picture of a person and then you see other pictures of that person, you're like, oh, they didn't really look like what I thought they looked like.
はいはいはい。
It seems like this algorithm is better at judging that. Because if I just see one picture of a person,
yeah,
I can't really tell what they really look like, because people's faces are so,
so、ね、
three-dimensional.、You know, how big is your nose, or how prominent is your brow, or、
yeah.
your cheekbones, or...
まあだからそれはこう写真一枚だと、まあ、本人が見るとやっぱりあちょっと違うなっていう可能性は全然あるけどね、
うん、
でもただこのユーザー規約の話で結構あのフェイスアップってあったじゃん、すごい最近みんなが使ってるこう自分の写真を提供するとその子供の時の様子みたいなとか、自分がおじいちゃんおばあちゃんになった時の様子みたいな、
やった
画像をやってない、そういうのを出してくるっていうアプリがあって、それはユーザー規約の中に位置情報と閲覧履歴も取得しますよっていうのが書いてあって、
うん、
でさらに、まあ、その情報を広告会社に渡す時もありますっていう、
うん、
それで結構あの、まあ、批判というか何やってんだみたいな感じはあったんだよね。
They're using some of that data to generate models, people,、
うん、
fake people.、
うん、あ、そうね。
Is there an official term for these
fake people?
fake people?
I guess.
Because I've seen a lot of fake people now. They、yeah. are making a bunch of fake people. And these fake people are really, you can't tell the difference.、
うん、
And I think we've talked about it, but there is a website called this...person is not real or something、
mm-hmm.
and if you go there it randomly generates、
right.
a new person that doesn't exist.
そうね、そうだからまあ自分の顔を写真としてこうやってどっかよくわかんない企業に提供した時にそれがどういうふうに使われてるかっていうのが、まあ、いつも話してるけど、mm. 利用規約ってもうみんな読んでないじゃん、ほとんどの人が、うん、で同意ボタンを押して、まあ、自分がおじいちゃんになった時の顔見たいからこれ使おうみたいな気軽な気持ちでやってるわけだから、うん、このディープフェイクもそうだけど、だからまあ今後本当にそれはどうしていくんだろうなっていうのは私は気になっている。あとはそのまあだから何度でもいいけどリクナビの話みたいな、その個人情報っていう考えがさ、やっぱりこう名前住所電話番号とかだけって思ってる人が多いじゃない。でも実際はそういうわけじゃなくて、あの、
DNA、
名前とか個人に紐付けられるものは全部個人情報なわけだから、こういう顔もそうだし、それこそ閲覧履歴とか何でもこう紐付けられちゃう時点で何かに使おうと思えば使う用途なんてたくさんあるわけじゃん。だからリクナビの場合はそれがまあ、内定をキャンセルしないかどうかをチェックするみたいなさ、
うん、
その内定辞退率っていうものを出してたわけだけど、それが自分の絶対知られたくないところにこっそり渡ってるっていうのがやっぱり一番一般の人からするとよろしくない事態なわけだから、なんかねこう利用規約の中で大きめにこうアンビギュアスに書いてあって、それがこう使われちゃうってなると、
うん、Well, the purpose of those things is to just protect those companies.
うん、そうそう。
And、
ただこうだから企業としてそういうふうにユーザーを騙していいのかっていう、
うん、
その法的な問題を仮にクリアしてたとしても、倫理的にそのわざとアンビギュアスな文言にして同意させるように仕向けるっていうのはやっぱり良くないじゃん。と思うけどね。だから私はこういうなんか流行りのやついつも怖くて使わない。 この自分の顔データとか。
Public, growing public skepticism about these user agreements. Growing public awareness about this.
Yeah.
And as well as app permissions on devices. And I mean, it's unfortunate that, you know, it's kind of after everyone has already given their data over, you know, millions of people.
そうなん。
But,
まあ一応消したっていうふうには言ってるけど。
Who knows?
そう、わかんないから。
I mean, deleting stuff generally doesn't work that well on the internet. I mean, you'd have to have really, you know, exclusive control of that database to do that. But maybe they did. I don't know. But it's better as a user to assume that they did not, generally. Have you seen... Yeah. There's a website like... have I been pwned? Or have you been pwned.com? Or no. Something like that. If you just Google, like, have I been pwned? You know how to spell pwned? Or owned. But it's O-W-N is own. And then P-W-N is pwn. It's just a... It's because P is next to the O, so it's like a typo version of it. Anyways, and if you put your email address in there, it'll tell you whether or not your email address is being sold and given out around the internet.
Interesting.
And you can find out in seconds.
Hmm.
So I did that last week, and I've been pwned. A lot. There's like all kinds of crazy
Yikes.
Stuff going on with my email. So.
そう、これはあの…
But I have 20 emails, so it's just
That's a lot, man. ただあの、これ顔のデータがどうこうっていう問題もあるし、プラスそのディープフェイクっていうもの自体が、まあ、コントロバーシャルではあるわけで、
mm-hmm.
あの、こういうふうに普通の人でも誰の写真を使ってこういろんな動画に埋め込めますってなると、やっぱり、まあ、いじめとか嫌がらせとか、
mm-hmm.
まあそれこそ AV になんか埋め込んでそこの人 AV に出てたよみたいな噂を流すとかさ、まあ、何でもいいんだけどいろんなことが考えられる。でそれをじゃあどういうふうにそういうのを防いでいきましょうかとか、ディープフェイク動画とそうじゃない本物の動画どうやって見分けるようにしようとか、まあ、今まで番組でも話した研究の論文だとそこまで結構考えていかないといけないですね。じゃあスタンプじゃないけどなんかこう分かるようなものをつけるとかって話されてるけど、そんなのもう追いつかないじゃん。こういうふうに出てきちゃうからどんどん。だからそれどうなるんだろうね。今例えば政治でもさ、ああトランプがこんなこと言いましたとか、ああ何ボリス・ジョンソンがこんなこと言ってる動画とかどんどんバイラルになって、まあ、文字だと嘘でも本当でもパッと見て分かんないってなるけど、それが動画でもできちゃうってなると。
Yeah, well, they have the voice emulating technology completely down now, right?
So.
And now all kinds of people, presumably everyone, is getting access to this sort of deep fake technology, which really presents the opportunity for the black ball hypothesis, which is one bad actor, you know, one person with bad intentions could yield disproportionately bad outcomes using this sort of distributed technology. And it's becoming more and more realistic. I think it's obvious that it's advancing as a technology at such a rate that within 1 or 2 years, maybe 3, we seriously won't be able to tell the difference. And if you think about the proportion of human beings that you look at, how many human beings that you listen to speak are in person, and how many are in video form, some sort of digital form.
Yeah.
And I think for the majority of people in developed countries, probably 70-80% of the human beings that you see, you know, on average over time are in some digital form.
Mm.
And then those people are becoming shapeshifters. Like imagine this happened in the non-digital, the analog plane of our existence, right?
And
if I could be someone else right now, I may not be me. You have some intruder here and you can't tell.
Yeah.
It's impossible to tell. There's some, you know, liquid metal shape-shifting, you know, nanotube mesh thing going on. And you know, it reshapes and you could have machines that can just look like different people.
Yeah.
That's happening, except it's happening in the digital sphere.
ね、だからこう。
So we're not that worried about it, but if that was happening in the non-digital realm, and I think the digital realm actually may have greater consequences.
こう応用できるサービスとして考えたときにさ、なんかロマンチックなスピーチとか、あとあんまり会えないおじいちゃんおばあちゃんのビデオレターみたいなさやつのテンプレがあって、なんかこういう言い方でこういうことを言うといいよ、ここにあなたの顔を当てはめて送るだけみたいなさ、そういうのとかもできそうだよね。
It could be really convenient.
Yeah. Like、ギター弾いて歌ってるところとかさ。
Yeah.
それをこう自分の声と顔だけを構成してもう出来上がりみたいな。
Someone could sit in for you during your online university classes、and just deep fake your face.
何のため勉強しろよ。そうでもね、まあいろんなことができちゃうからどうなるのか想像もできないけど。
They will solve the lighting issue using、
oh, yeah,
this
for、sure.
Ray tracing technology、and the ray tracing technology, I don't know, have you seen demos of it? It's capable of modeling the interaction of light on various surfaces at crazy angles and all this stuff、in real time、It's unbelievable. I mean, that's the sort of computational challenge that people would say in like the 80s or something, or even the 90s, that we will never be able to do.
So,
ever. And now we have like fluid dynamics, we have light, and some of this particle level physics is that's the only thing that's keeping us from not being able to tell the difference between these virtual domains and the real world. It's because we see the light is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Or we see the way the fabric moves is like weird and stiff. Right?
だから今でさえフェイクニュースみたいなのが溢れていて、何が本当で嘘か分かんないし、それをチェックするのもめんどくさいのに、よりめんどくさくなる。
yeah. もう
めんどくささが増す一方って感じ。Uh-huh. 次。ハーバード大学、テルアビブ大学、バージニア大学の共同研究チームがアルゴリズムに管理される働き方について調べるため、ニューヨークとロンドンでウーバーの運転手を対象に調査を行いました。34人の運転手へのインタビューと、業務中の運転手の観察のほか、オンラインフォーラムに投稿された1000件以上の意見や、2015年から2018年までの報道記事を分析した結果、アルゴリズムに管理されることについて主に3つの不満が可視化されました。1つ目は常に監視されていること。 Uber アプリにログインした瞬間から位置情報、移動スピード、顧客の受け入れ頻度など全ての行動を監視され、さらに顧客からのフィードバックで自分の評価が左右されます。2つ目は透明性がないこと。ウーバー側は運転手について多くを把握していますが、運転手側は仕事の振り分け、自身への評価、給与の構造など、アルゴリズムの仕組みを知らされていません。3つ目は人間性の喪失。同僚や上司が存在しないため、孤独感や疎外感を感じやすくなっていました。
In a collaborative study between Harvard University, Tel Aviv University, and the University of Virginia,To investigate the effects of being managed by an algorithm, researchers interviewed and observed 34 Uber drivers and analyzed over 1,000 posts in online forums and media reports, as well as media reports between 2015 and 2018. The researchers found three areas of consistent complaint. The first one is being constantly monitored. From the moment Uber drivers log in, their location, speed, and number of customers are recorded.In addition to receiving feedback from the customers themselves. The second is the lack of transparency. While Uber has a lot of information on the drivers do not know how the work is divided, how they are evaluated, how their pay is structured, or how the algorithm works. Third, the loss of humanity. Because there are no coworkers or managers, the work setting can induce a sense of isolation and alienation.
So, ma-独立した仕事の仕方ができる、好きな時に好きなだけ働けるっていうメリットがある一方で、まあこういうマイナス面がありますっていう。 で、まあ、結構これニュースとかにもなってたけど、やっぱりもらう料金、あの給与に不満があるから人工的に料金を上げるっていう方法を編み出してる運転手たちがいて、
うん、
そのスージをアーティフィシャルに引き起こすっていうことね、
うん、
それはアプリをみんなで同時にオンオフにしてオンにするとできるらしいのね。だから要は特定のエリアで急に運転手の数が減る、
うん、
でもディマンドはあるってなると料金がガッと上がるじゃん、
うん、
でオンにして普通に仕事をもらえばその料金が高い状態で仕事をゲットできるっていう、まあ、裏技みたいなものがあって、うん、そういうことをしたり、同僚とか上司がいない分組合とかオンラインフォーラムに積極的に参加するとか、ただそこに会社は介在してないから、まあ、コントロールもできないしサポートもできないみたいな状態になってるとか、うん、まあいろいろあって、あとこの記事というかこのあのハーバードが出している記事に書いてあったのは、やっぱり心理的にちょっとこうマニピュレートする手法をウーバーも取っていて、そのあとちょっとであなたの今月の給料の目標だよ、なのに今日辞めちゃうのみたいな、あもうちょっとじゃあ仕事しようかなって思わせるメッセージを出すとか、あのネットフリックスの自動再生機能みたいに、
うん、
今の客をまだ下ろしてない段階ではい次の客もういるよみたいな、次々出してくることによって、うん、あちょっともうちょっとやろうかなみたいな、だそれがもちろん運転手のためになってる時もあるだろうけど、その運転手の知らないところで心理面に呼びかけてくるっていうので、うん、若干不信感を持つ人もいるわけよね。だこれはすごい面白いなと思って、これから多分、まあ、どんどん効率化を目指していった結果、こうやってアルゴリズムで全部管理してめちゃくちゃ効率よく稼ぎましょうっていうなんか分野って増えていくんじゃないかと思っていて、その時に管理される側はじゃあ実際どういう気持ちになってるのかっていう。
I've heard YouTubers say some similar things like this. You know, they have no transparency into how the algorithms are working or the
そうなんだよね。だから
and they have a, you know, some similar struggles with not being able to talk to someone or not being able to get the attention they want from the company.
完全にコミュニケーションが一方的だから、アルゴリズム側からこうしろ、ああしろっていうのは言えるけど、こっちからはじゃあ返す先がない。だから Uber に関しては、例えば次のお客さんここにいるからこういう行き方で絶対行きなさいみたいな。
うん、
それを無視してると、まあ、バンされる原因になったりするわけよ。だからもう有無も言わさず言うことを聞かなきゃいけなくて、口答えの余地もないみたいな。それが相手が人間だったらもうちょっと話し合ったりとか、あの融通が効くと思うんだけど、そういうことがないので、まあストレスはストレスだよねっていう。
How would you feel doing that sort of a gig?
いや、やだよね。あのやっぱりこう別にアルゴリズムに管理されること自体はいいけど、不透明な部分が多いっていうのは、まあ、それはアルゴリズム云々っていうよりも多分企業の体制だと思っていて、そのアルゴリズムの仕組みを別に全部教えてくれる必要はないけれども、何かこう疑問に思ったりとか、これなんでこうなんだろうっていう時に企業が全部、あこれアルゴリズムの仕組みに関することなので言えませんって切り捨てるのか、あここはこういうことですよって説明できる範囲でこうオープンにしようっていう姿勢が見えればまだマシかもしれないけど。
Well, they can't really explain. In some cases it can be a cop out, but I think generally they don't really understand how the algorithm works. It's like YouTube doesn't really understand how their algorithm works, or Google doesn't. You know, there isn't like some person there that can really explain it.
まあそうなんだけど、例えばそのじゃあ分からない部分があったら、ここはこういう理由でもう上の人にも分からないんですっていうことをコミュニケーションすればいいんであって、その教えられません、言えませんあなたにはっていう言い方をされちゃうから、やっぱり不信感が募るわけじゃん。
Well, the algorithm is optimizing its output to maximize the profitability of the business. And that's why it's doing what it's doing.
Right.
And, you know, that's sort of the, that's the answer in some sense.
そうね、ただそのなんだろう、自分の評価がどういうふうに評価されているのかっていうのが全然わかんないってなっちゃうと、全然わかんない上に顧客からのフィードバックもあって、そこでまた左右されてるっていう、それって結構やっぱり、まあ、大体人間同士だったらさ、あ、この上司はこういうところを評価してくれるなとか、あ、これはあんまり優先度が低くないのかとかなんかわかるけど、
Is there like an algorithmic component to their human resources department? Like, does their HR department use AI tools to analyze? Because they have so many drivers. Think about this.
Yeah.
And they have tons of data on these drivers. You know, their age, their, I don't know, where they live, how, you know, do they smoke cigarettes or something? I don't know. All kinds of, they probably have tons of data on their drivers. I mean, they're recording them 24/7. And they can make some predictions about their, their performance or, you know.
例えば仕事をそんなにしょっちゅうできない人はインセンティブがもっともらえたりするらしいのね。なんかもっと参加してほしいから、だからそれを逆手にとって今週はウーバー、来週はリフトみたいに交互に仕事してる人もいるって書いてあった。だからある意味その仕組みがちょっと見えればそれを従業員側がうまく使うこともできるんだよね。ただそういう perks ばかりではないから。
Do you think we'll ever use Do you think we'll ever use less algorithms in a business?
いやないでしょ。
Like is there going to be some point in the future where some company that's using a bunch of algorithms is going to be like, you know what?I think we have too many algorithms. Yeah. I think we have too much AI optimizing stuff. I don't know. I think it's going to keep going and it's going to keep going. And pretty much everyone in the company, except for the CEO, will eventually be replaced by some kind of algorithm. I mean, an algorithm is going to replace the drivers, right?
特に Uber なんてさ、いかにして運転手を減らすかっていう、まあ、将来的に例えば自動運転とかも視野に入れてるわけだから当然、だ運転手がいなくなった時にどういうふうに効率的に運用すればいいかっていうのを今データを集めてる状態なわけじゃん、ある意味。だからそういう観点から言うと運転手の幸福度をマキシマイズしようっていうのを優先にしてるわけじゃないから、なかなか難しいよね、そこで働いてる人にとってはやっぱり。
These days, though, I think on some level, all serious and competitive businesses are trying to fire as many of their employees as they can and replace them with algorithms or robotics. Because you can either do that or you can be the second or third person that does it or the fourth and go out of business. And, you know, I think Japan sort of has a problem with that, of not.wanting to fire their employees.
まあだからそれが良くも悪くもっていうことなんだけど。
It's becoming more of a weakness over time. Over time, it's becoming, as things accelerate, there needs to be more liquidity in the labor market. If your labor market does not have as much liquidity as someone else's, you will not be competitive.
いやだから誰目線で言うかだよね、それが。だからその。日本の大企業で全然もうクビにならず、最悪窓際族になるけど普通に給料はもらい続けられる、年次とともにっていう、だそれはそのなんだろう、あんまり仕事が得意じゃないとかやる気がない人にとってはすごくいいシステムじゃん、安定してるし、すごい頑張ってる人からするとなんであの人と同じ給料なんだろうみたいな、まあ、やる気がそわれる。
Well, it favors seniority and old people and sort of it's good, it has a lot of societal and cultural benefits to operate that way, but it's just not competitive internationally.
そうだからどういう社会にしていきたいかっていうことだと思うんだよね。なんかどっちがいい悪い、私は昔はその日本の企業みたいな最悪だと思ってたのね。でなんかそういうなんか外資なんだけどそういうメンタリティのところで働いた時があって、やっぱり全然やってない人の尻拭いを、 まあ、自分も含め、まあ、普通に仕事できる人がカバーしなきゃいけない、うん、でももらってる給料一緒だったりして、え、何これ超損じゃんみたいな、うん、さっさとクビにすればいいのにとか思ったけど、ただ人間なんか自分がどうなるか分かんないから、例えばこう一時期だけでもすごいやる気なくなっちゃうとかさ、なんかこう具合悪くてとか、うん、なんかあった時に自分がそっち側の人間になるかもしれないって思うと、まあ、well, みんなをサポートしましょうって意味では、うん、だからプライベートセクターらしくないんだけど、そういう意味ではもうちょっと社会主義的というかさ、まあみんなでみんなを支え合いましょうみたいな企業があること自体はそんなに悪くはないのかなって思ってる最近は。
うん、
まあ、できる人にとってはね、やる気がなくなっちゃうっていうのはあんまり良くないと思うけど。
I think we're increasingly going to be approaching the like people that are not entrepreneurial are going to be working inside of the paperclip maximizers. And remember the paperclip maximizer yeah. thought experiment?
Yeah.
Like, companies are becoming more and more like paperclip maximizers.
So,
where
yeah.
there's not a whole lot of margin yeah. for anything left.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at any... I mean, most of the products that are made... I mean, they make stuff so freaking cheap now. It's, you can get like a Bluetooth transmitter for like 60 cents. Like, there's sophisticated electronics that you can buy mm. now that it's so cheap. It just doesn't... It makes no sense. Like, what is going on in China that they're able to make this stuff at, the, yeah. at these prices? It's crazy.
だから、それイコール格差が広がってるっていうことだからね。
Mm.
その上に立つ側のエリートみたいな人はいいけど、その下の人たちが一気に仕事がなくなっちゃうから。Jack Ma doesn't think that way, but but
No, Jack Ma is.
Wasn't it insane? He was like, "Don't worry about it. It's okay. You're not gonna lose jobs."
He has a really positive attitude.
Like, it's fine. My kids just want to travel. They don't want to work. So this is perfect.
Yeah.
Like what? Yeah, あなたはいいけどさ、大金持ちだから。
It's Alibaba intelligence.
普通そう。普通の人はね、なくな
った。I enjoyed that interview, though.
あの、ジャック・マーとイーロン・マスクのインタビューね。
Yeah.
あれは、うん。今までジャック・マーの。
I disagree with him on literally everything.
いや、今まで、こう、もうちょっと、
so Elon, so.
employee happiness みたいな話とかやっぱりしてることが多いじゃない、普段。
Mm.
で、すごいそれは、ああ、こう、経営者としてそういう話をする人ってあんまりいないから、あ、すごい素晴らしいなと思ってたんだけど、そのイーロンとのやつは本当にいただけなかったよね。あれはやんない方が良かったんじゃないかっていう。
Well, I've seen other interviews by Jack Ma、うん、where I think when he talks about what he knows,、
うん、
you know, he's a very insightful,
yeah,
intelligent
yeah.
person.
まあそれはそうだよね。
But when he's asked to talk about, you know, artificial intelligence or、うん、do we live in a simulation or something?
孫の話を聞かないおじいちゃんみたいな感じの。印象を受けてしまった。あの、いや、イーロンの話を全然聞いてないで持論を展開するっていうのは、その、
Good.
英語の問題な、何、言語の問題なのか、そういうことじゃなくて、こう、
I think he's just
何か
unfamiliar with the,
アジェンダがあ
った。The subject matter.
うん、そっか。あれはすごいなんか、こう、見てて、ああ、もう、見たくないけど、見たいみたいな見たくないんだけどイーロンが何言うかちょっと気になるから見たいみたいな複雑な気持ちになった、
yeah.
YouTube にあるから気になる人は見て
well, it's, I think it's really hard to look smart sitting across from Elon and talking about the things that Elon I mean Elon has been thinking about obsessing over these ideas、
yeah.
for decades I mean he's been thinking about these things obsessively
あとジャック・マーが多分もうちょっと直感的な人っていうか感情論みたいな人なんだよねきっともともとだからこう印象とか感情で語ってるっていう感じだそれ自体は別に悪いことじゃないんだけどそのテクノロジーの話になるとやっぱりちょっと なんていうんだろう、今イーロンが言ったこと1ミリも聞いてなかったなみたいな、
うん、
な返答をしてるっていうか、
We should make Earth better and
Let's not be anti-Earth みたいなね。そういうこと言ってんじゃないんだけどなみたいな。
It's pretty common that you know when you talk about space or space exploration or terraforming Mars or something, people are going to be like, well, wait a secondDo you not care about Earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know that's not what that means.
そうだから その言ってるこ、言うのが悪いって言ってるんじゃなくて、そのずれてるんだよね、すべて。だから
He's obviously really smart, though. I mean, he has an extremely
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, he has a tremendous business enterprise, and
だからこそあれはやんなくてよかったんじゃないかなって思って。次。ケンブリッジ大学の研究で夫婦関係の質が親子間のコミュニケーションに与える影響を調べるため、初めて子供を持ったばかりの93組の夫婦を対象に関係性の調査を行い、赤ちゃんが7ヶ月になった時点で両親が共に家にいる日に赤ちゃんの腕にウェアラブルの録音装置を取り付け、ソフトウェアを使って親が赤ちゃんに話しかける頻度などを分析しました。すると夫婦の関係に不満が大きいほど赤ちゃんに母親が話しかける頻度が上がっており、夫婦関係が悪いと答えた母親は夫婦関係が普通と答えた母親に比べて赤ちゃんに使う言葉の数が 35% 増加し 20% 多く話しかけていました。しかしこれは赤ちゃんが男の子の場合のみで、女の子の場合にはこうした差は見られませんでした。チームは希薄になっている夫との関係性の埋め合わせとして子供により時間と労力を割いている可能性があるとし、娘は自分のミニバージョンであるのに対し息子は夫のミニバージョンと捉えている可能性もあるとしています。また父親と母親で同じ時間家にいても、父親は母親に比べて子供に話しかける頻度が大幅に少なく、夫婦関係の良し悪しと頻度に関連性は見られませんでした。
In a study by Cambridge University to investigate how the quality of communication in a marriage influences parent-child communication, researchers conducted a survey of 93 couples who had just had their first child. When the child was 7 months old, the parents wore microphones on their arms on days they were both home. The baby wore a microphone on his or her arm. When the parents were both home. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
They then used software to analyze the frequency with which each parent spoke to their child. They found that the worse the parents' relationship was, the more the mother would speak to their child. Mothers who indicated that the relationship was poor spoke to their child 20% more often and used 35% more words. However, this effect was only observed if the child was male, and there was no difference in communication with the child if the child was female.The team speculates that the mother compensates for the weaker relationship with the father by spending more time and energy with the son, suggesting that a daughter may be seen as the mini version of the mother and the son as a mini version of the father. Furthermore, even if the mother and father spent the same amount of time at home, the frequency with which the father spoke to the child was significantly less and did not vary with the quality of the relationship with the mother.
So, このミニバージョンTheory 面白いなって思ったんだけど、あの、
It sounds like some Freud thing.
うんね、そうそうそう。
The Oedipus complex.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
でも確かに赤ちゃんが男の子だとちっちゃいボーイフレンドみたいな感じだよっていろんな人に言われて、実際、でも実際そうなんだよね。本当にちっちゃい彼氏みたいな感じで。Hmm.
But why can't it just be?
確かにやっぱり性別も
it has to be like something. You know, it can't just be. He can't just be a baby.
だからこう、なんていうんだろう、親子の関係性で考えたときに、自分から親に恋愛みたいに、あ、好き好き一緒にいたいっていうのって覚えてないじゃん、あんまり。だから親子関係ってこういう感じっていうのを説明するときに恋人みたいって説明した方が伝わりやすいっ っていうのはある気がする。
And this isn't happening for fathers with daughters.
うん。まあ、少なくともこの研究では、うん。そう、まあ、あと7ヶ月だから、そこは結構キーだと思っていて、7ヶ月っていうと、まだ子供ももちろん喋らないし、こっちが言ってることも別にそんなに理解してない。ただ、話しかけたり笑ったりすれば反応はするよねっていうぐらい。だそうすると特にやっぱり、男性はそんなにこうベラベラ喋んないのかなっていう印象はある。まあすごい喋るお父さんもいるのかもしれないけど、なんかこう喋っても分かんないしみたいな感じの人が多いっていう私統計。
How would this, be explained in like an evolutionary context? Like what's the point?
ね。
What's the point? Is there a point?Because、まあ、to me, it seems like, and it seems to me like if the relationship between the parents is poor, right, then the mother will want to have a better relationship with the child,、both as leverage with the partner and because the mother is not as...independent、later in life. And this is like if we're, this is caveman era, right? So if you're、mm-hmm. like, so what families would do is they would make a bunch of kids and they would hope that they were boys because as soon as they're like 9 years old or 8 years old, they're doing work. They're doing tons of work、
right.
and they're productive. They're, you know, so there could be maybe some advantage there from an、mm-hmm. evolutionary context.Like you want the son to stick around because you have potentially predators in the form of other men or other tribes or who knows, no?
まあ、evolution 的にポイントがある、まあ、あるのかもしれないし、ない可能性もあるよね、別に。こう、たまたまっていうか。
I mean, it could be. Yeah. I'm just 単純にその、speculating.
やっぱり、夫婦間のコミュニケーションが減れば減だからこれってそのこの実験のキーは両親ともに家にいるわけじゃんだから夫婦で会話しようと思えばできる状態ってことでしょ、
mm-hmm.
だから夫婦の関係があんまり良くなくてお互いの会話がなければないほどまあ単純に子供に使う時間が増えるっていうのが一つとやっぱりそのミニバージョンなんかこう確かにやっぱ性別が違うから単純に自分の息子のことを私のミニバージョンっていうふうには見てないんだよね、うん、だそれが女の子だったら自分はそう思うのかなとかっていうのはどっちも産んでみないと分かんないからなんとも言えないんだけどでもこれいつも興味があって自分の息子へのとの関係性っていうのはどこまで性別に左右されてるのかなっていうのはたまに思う
A lotI think it. I mean,
なんか自分では分かんないじゃん。
You have to have both, I guess, and then, but then, like twins that are different.
Yeah, I think if you had twins, yeah,
それが一番 that's probably the closest you can get to an experiment.
そう、それが一番わかりやすいけど、だからこう、なんか。
You don't know how you would behave.
そうそうそうそう、まさにそう。うん、自分がどうなるかが分かんないから、
うん、
なんかこうラブみたいな、超好きみたいになってて、自分の夫はそういう感じではない、
うん。
なんか可愛がってるけど、そんななんかチューチューチューみたいな感じじゃないのを見たときに、あ、これが女の子だったら夫はもしかしてチューチューチューって感じなのかなとか、なんかどこまで、うん。性別でそれとも関係ないのかなとかさでも答えがないからもうただの何妄想でしかないんだけど
It's weird if some guy like starts you know treating his daughter like a little girlfriend isn't that like a little bit weird
んでもさちっちゃい時ってやっぱパパと結婚したいとか言うわけじゃん女の子はで、mm. こうパパとデート行くんだとかさ。
But the papa can't say stuff like that. You're talking about the kid saying stuff like that.
まあでも 別にダディが言っててもいいんじゃない
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But、
mm. It's like she's my little girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet, みたいな。It's not creepy if it's your own kid.
Yeah.
Unless you're into incest, then that's freaking creepy. But
yeah,
usually, creepy,、right? yeah, usually you don't really think about those things when people say that kind of stuff.So,
I mean, it depends. It's like relative, right? So you have some standard of like intimacy or whatever it is in your family.、Mm. And you might see some European family where, the, you know, they're like making out. with their...
Yeah, actually, yes. I have a very good and, example. Like、okay. when I was dating this half Colombian ex-boyfriend, あのやっぱりフィジカルな近さが全然、まあ、特に日本の家族と比べたら、そのコロンビアのその元彼の家族っていうのは、身体的な近さが半端じゃないわけ、
yeah.
だから一緒にコロンビアに行って彼のいとこの女の子に会った時にえもうセックスしたことあんじゃねぐらいのもうすっごいベタベタする、しこうなんだろうびっくりしちゃってそれが
Is that normal or is that just that family?
まあそんなに珍しいことではないらしい他の人に聞いたら
Okay
でもやっぱり私は慣れてないからびっくりしてでも確かにそういう文化的とか、ま、文化まで広げなくてもその家族家族でやっぱりそのスタンダードが違うから、mm-hmm.
But your reaction to it tends to be more cultural than just
yeah, yeah, yeah. そうね、yeah. そうそうだから彼からすると私はすごい冷たい人間みたいな、mm-hmm. 私からすると普通にもう近親相関レベルみたいな、mm-hmm. だからびっくりしたけど、yeah.まあまあ、ちょっと戻るとその男女って違うのかなって自分で疑問に思ってたけどこれを見たらあでもやっぱ違うんだって思ったって話、うん、だってさ使う言葉が 35% 増加するってことは相当ペラペラ喋ってるってことだよ
Well I think generally like being a guy and being a girl is pretty different and being a man and being a woman is usually pretty different
Yeah.
And there are a lot of things that I think men learn from their fathers that they can't learn from their mothers, generally. Mm. Maybe in some cases they can.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think it's a lot more natural to, you know, there's just certain things you don't, it's just different.
Right. まあチームだからね、その2人でチームになっててそれが男女とかっていう問題ももちろんそうだけど人とし2人の人間がチームになってる時に、まあ、その2人からそれぞれ違うことをな学ぶっていうのはまあそれはそうでしょっていう感じだよね、
うん、
いや 35% 結構すごくないだから
It's like a crisis.
かわいいねとかあかわいいかわいいとかおむつ替えますかとかだけじゃなくて多分もっとせ違うセットのダイアログがある。
Yeah, that's on average. So there are plenty of cases where it increased by 100% or something.
Yeah, yeah. ね。でも自分もやっぱ2セットあるんだよね。その赤ちゃん向けに喋ってる時と赤ちゃんに向かって普通に大人に喋るみたいに喋る時があるのね、自分も。それはこう、スピーチを勉強してほしいっていうか、慣れてほしいっていうのがあって、今日は何して何してどこに行くよみたいな感じで普通に喋る時があって、うん、そのギャップが自分でもすごい同じ人に話すにしてはその2種類のスピーチの差がすごい、
mm-hmm. I think it also this kind of shows that it's subconscious to a large extent
Oh yeah. Yeah,
when,
yeah, yeah
When you how often you talk to your baby or whoever youreSomebody yeah. is kind of a subconscious thing.
Yeah, but you're not tracking
Especially on this like micro scale.
Yeah. 次
According to research published in the Journal of Research in Personality, existential isolation, which is described by the researchers as, quote, feeling alone in one's experience and separate from other human beings, is connected to a greater accessibility to thoughts about death.Peter Helm, a researcher at the University of Missouri and an author of the study, stated the following to SciPost, paraphrasing, We assume people have what researchers and clinicians might call anxiety buffers. Anxiety buffers, such as self-esteem or cultural worldviews function to keep existential dread in check. These buffers are dependent on social validation. In other words, our perceived validity of our buffers depends in part on how much others in our social worlds agree that our worldviews are meaningful and justified. In the study, 1,545 psychology students responded to two surveys asking students how much they agreed or disagreed with statements like, "Other people usually do not understand my experiences." Other tests, such as word completion, were used to assess death thought accessibility. For example, subjects could be presented with CO_SE and respond with either the word course, which is neutral, or corpse, which is death-related.
The Journal of Research and Personality に掲載された研究で、存在的隔絶、つまり自分だけがこんな体験をしているのではという感覚に陥り、他の人々から隔絶されていると感じることと、死について考えることの強い関連性があることが分かりました。研究では1545人の心理学専攻の学生に2つのアンケートに答えてもらい、私の体験を理解してくれる人はあまりいないなどといった文章が自分に当てはまるかどうか度合いを測りました。さらに単語補完テストを行い、死について考えることへの心理的距離を測りました。例えば CO で始まり SE で終わる言葉について、コースと答えると中立、死体と答えると距離が近いといった具合です。ミズーリ大学のピーター・ヘルム氏はサイポストに以下のように述べています。人は研究者や臨床医が言うところのいわゆる不安バッファーを持っていると考えます。自尊心や文化的世界観などがバッファーとして機能することで実存的恐怖を阻んでいるのです。これらのバッファーは社会からの承認に依存しており、言い換えるとバッファーの有効性の一部は自分の世界観には意味があり正当化されるものであるということに、社会の中で他人がどれほど同意してくれているかに依存するのです。
Yep.
なるほどね。
Existential isolation. Can you relate to that? Or no?
Yeah, just, I mean, not, well, yeah, I think, でもこれがあるからやっぱりツイッターとかで、ツイッターとかがここまで大きくなってる側面ってあると思うんだよね。そのうつ病とかみたいな、まあ、病気から、まあ、障害とかもそうだし、子育てとかを周りに直接同意してくれる、分かってくれる人がそんなにいるもんじゃないみたいなものを抱えている時に、一人で家にいるとこう、あ、もう私一人ぼっちみたいな気持ちになっちゃうけど、ツイッターで例えばその言葉で検索したら、まあ、いっぱいいるとかね、その時に、あ、私一人じゃないんだみたいなさ、それだけでこうちょっと楽に、別に現状は何も変わってなくても、こうその疎外感みたいなのがちょっとでも軽減された段階で、あーってちょっと楽になることってあるじゃん。
I think so. I mean, yeah, people that you can relate to, but I think the existential isolation could be sort of a deeper and more inherent sort of just a quality of the experience of being incarnate in a human body is just feels more existentially isolated than other people might feel.
Oh, like in general ってこと？普通に、
like your experience as being a person is likeYou don't feel like you're really feeling what society and the world feels, or like it's there, but it's kind of like you're here and you don't really, I don't know how to explain it, but you know, it's just feeling separate. Like I'm not one of them, or I don't really enjoy my life as much as everyone else is enjoying their life, or I, you know, there's something wrong with me, or there's something wrong with the world, or I just don't like it, or but the whatever it is, there's like this feeling that you are inherently, I don't know, not really integrated into the world. Does that make sense?
You mean there are people who feel that way, whether they're having a good time or not? Like,
yeah. It'd be like a persistent indifference. Like it would just be almost like a personality trait or something. I don't know if it's... Yeah. And so it's not like a phase or something.
I see. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we grow up with our anxiety buffers. If someone... If you start thinking about existential issues, certain people are more comfortable talking about that or talking about, like, you know, what was going on, you think, before you were born, or what do you think is going to happen when you die, or what, and to talk about it in sort of a visceral, real sense, I think, you know, it can turn a lot of people off. And I mean, that's a normal response for people to have. But people's response to that varies a lot between people.
Yeah. そうだね。特に死に関してとかで、こう、自分の死についてとか、まあそれは病気で本当にもう、なんていうの、先が見えてる人とかであっても、死について普通に話す、その、かわいそうみたいなトーンじゃなくて、事実として普通に話すことができるし、話したい。っていう人と、もう本当に文字通り死ぬまでそのことについて考えたくないし、もうないものとして毎日過ごしたいっていう人といるじゃん。その差もすごい。
There's a huge difference.
Yeah.
And people are somewhere on that spectrum.
Yeah.
And the more you sort of think about the end or your end.I mean, what's the difference? But you become detached from the present moment. And you become unable to really enjoy the present moment. Because now the present moment and everything after it is sort of sullied by this foregone conclusion that you're pondering. And so there's merit to acknowledging it. There's also pathology in not being able to...get past that or ignore that or kind of just be, you know, it's hard to be appreciative for everything that you have right now in the present moment. If you're like, oh my God, you know, it's all over. There's a quote in the movie Fight Club. And it's on a long enough timeline, the survival rate for everyone reaches zero. And it was in part of the movie that had to do with howinsurance companies do their, you know, calculations, whether or not they're going to issue a recall or whether or not they're just going to, you know, pay off the casualties and, you know.
あの、サム・イーカードってあったじゃん。今もあるのかもしれないけど。なんか皮肉っぽい、あの、バースデーカードとか。すごい面白いやつがあって、すごい昔にそれの一枚で、If work gets too overwhelming...Just remember you're going to die みたいなやつがあって、それ結構私ずっと頭のどっかにあるのね。こうすごい悩んだりとか、ストレスとか辛って思った時に、あでも待ってどうせ死ぬんだって思うと逆になんだみたいな。
Well, sometimes, sometimes you, I think it's very important to take life seriously, and I do.But sometimes when things are bad, the appropriate strategy is not to take life seriously.
Yeah, so, so, so. そうなんだよね。だから
Because your mindset can be in a bad place, and then you can realize, like, oh, I'm taking all this way too seriously.
Yeah, so,
and it's kind of not helping me make the situation better.
そう。どうせいつか全部終わるんだから、そんなストレス感じなくていいかみたいな。
People interpret that in very different ways.
そうなんだよね。だからそれ多分聞いてすごい不快な気持ちになる人と私みたいに、あそっかみたいな気分が逆に軽くなる人となんかいると思うんだけど。
Yeah, it may have. I'm sure it has a different effect on
そう。でもそれは本当に好みの問題だからね、いい悪いっていうよりかは、
うん、
そういう人もいるよねっていう感じでしかないんだけど。
I really have this sense of existential isolation quite often, as I feel like the way I see the world is not that relatable or、うん、easy to communicate, and you know there's weird baggage flying around in there, but I don't know. It's I think it can be reassuring for people to know, I mean, if they sense that they have this existential isolation, that at least there are other people that also have existential isolation.
Yeah.
And in some weird catch-22 way, that makes you less isolated.
Yeah, I think that goes back to what I said at the beginning about Twitter. Like, こう自分って自分にとってはすごいスペシャルな存在じゃん。当たり前なんだけど、mm-hmm. だからこう自分みたいに考える人なんていないに違いないみたいな、mm-hmm. だからこんな風に感じてる人なんて自分ぐらいしかいないに違いないって思うのって簡単なんだけど、意外とそうでもないんだよね、
mm-hmm.
あのめったにないっていうか、そういうことって。だからこう種類は違うにしろ同じような境遇の人とか、
mm-hmm.
っていうのはまあまあいたりして、そんなにこう一人ぼっちではない。
Sometimes it's really intense though. Have you ever felt like you're an alien? Like, have you ever felt like you were literally, like you appeared inside of a human body, and you're on Earth, and you know there happens to be a lot of other people here on Earth, right? So
yeah.
So what do? You start to ask people like, hey, what's going on? Like, what's going on? Like, on this planet, like this whole
right.
Being
but
a person
I'm
like,
sure my point is like, but even that, I'm sure there are people who feel that way, and
but you can't act like that. They'll throw a net over you and you'll be, you know, mumbling gibberish in a corner medicated.
だからこそこうインターネットがない時代にそういうふうに感じてる人はもっと辛かっただろうなって思うよね。その
今 I don't know though, because coinciding with the emergence of social mediaThere has been a dramatic increase in anxiety disorders and depression, and
I guess
ever since 2012. Since 2012, it has increased.
I guess this like pretentious part of social media, like Facebook and Instagram, like oh my life is so perfect, みたいなっていう側面と、そのツイッターで匿名でみんながゴミを吐き出してる側面ってあるわけじゃない？その本当の部分。
The reality is we're sitting around in our underwear all the time and scratching our butts. It's not,
so that's
you know, on a yacht.
Pretentious part of social media はあんまり良くないと思う。そういう意味では。
The net effect seems to not have been that positive, it seems. I mean, it can be positive.
ちょっと多すぎるからね。
But it depends how you use it. And humans tend to not use things the healthiest way. Look at soda. Look at anything.
Yeah.
Humans addict to literally everything.There's nothing that we do not addict to.
Yeah. 例えば Facebook とか Twitter ってこう一回自分のフィードがか、せ、なんていうの？自分のフィードが完成しちゃうと、そこをそんなに大幅に変えることってないじゃん、多分。
Mm-hmm.
それもあんまり良くないよね。こう。
Well, it causes, I mean, broken record, all of this causes the balkanization of...
Epistemology.
Which has been said on this show so many freaking times. But there's no other way. If you don't know what those words mean by now, I don't know. You don't have our app, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, the balkanization of epistemology. I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
And the deepfake thing is going to make that worse. That really is going to be, you know, the theme of the next decade or so. I mean, it's going to be hard to reach common ground.On an epistemological level, and in terms of what is going on, you know, like what's happening right now? Like people can't agree on what is happening, and that's getting worse.
Yeah.
So on that. I mean, it, maybe before we were all agreeing on something that wasn't true, but at least society was working better, you know?
I guess.
But I know like,
I don't know.
Real people that are good people, no, that I like, and they're flat earthers. Like this,
Oh, yeah, but like, 例えばだけど、その、ウィッチハントとかそうなわけない。間違ってるけど、みんなが合意している。みんなが合意して、あ、ウィッチっているよね。こういう人がウィッチだよね。みんなで殺しに行こうぜっていう。それは、ある意味で、ハーモニーがあって、みんなが同意してて心地いいかもしれないけど、じゃあそれがいい社会かっていうとそうでもないか。
No, but we have way bigger witch hunts now. Like, people are recruiting witches globally now. Like, or not witches, witch hunters. Like, globally. Like, you can get other people to get mad about whatever you... I can make up something that would make people upset, and I could recruit thousands and thousands of people from all these different countries around the world and have a campaign and start a petition and all this stuff. And it could be based on nothing.
Yeah, but at like, least they're not going to put you in fire.
Who's that、
literally.
Australian guy that created like the fake restaurant and like he's and then he hired someone else to do interviews as him about the fake restaurant. So the、What? Interviews were fake too. Like, there's this、What? Troll、huh. that he with almost no effort just bullshits all the media.And they just write all these dumb articles and they're interviewing the wrong guy. Like, he physically had someone else go into the studios、huh. over and over. It's just insane. Now,、hmm. people can't tell what's true.
So this restaurant、and、didn't exist?
It did exist, but he, I think he was planning to not make the restaurant. And then last second, he made the restaurant in like a backyard of someplace out of just junk. And the food was all microwave food.Like, okay. And then everyone wrote like 10-star reviews for his restaurant, and then he had food critics come and like he bullshit them, and they wrote like,
what?
Like, yeah, it's just, it's insane. I wish I knew the guy's name.
That's
He's、
fun.
A genius.、
Hmm.
I like people who just kind of test the system like that.、
Hmm. I also saw today that they got critics reviews too.その Rotten Tomatoes のレビューの差がすごい。
Have you seen? I haven't seen the Chappelle special.
あ、そう、Chappelle のやつの。
I haven't seen it, but.
私も新しい、一番新しいやつでしょ？最近出たやつでしょ
？Yeah, it just came out like last week or something.
Yeah, 私もそれまだ見てないんだけど、Rotten Tomatoes はもう
100%
ぐらいの。Critics は 20% とか。
Yeah, it's like 30% or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the public is like 98% fresh.
そうそうそう。
So there's something.Going on there.
So,
I mean, I haven't seen it, so I can't really comment, but I have seen articles about it. Someone was like, it wasn't funny. I got bored and I started doing laundry. And I'm like, I'm bored reading your fucking article. Why? What is this? So,
yeah. So, その差がや多分昔本当に何年前からこうなったか分かんないけど昔はそんなに離れてなかったんだよねだいたいこう同じぐらいだったんだよ、
But、Netflix has had this happen a few times haven't they? With like the was it Amy Schumer or something? Remember they like removed they changed the rating system on Netflix?
Okay.
Well this is Netflix not Rotten Tomatoes、they like I forget how they changed it but、okay. some people wereThought that that was like special treatment for、huh. for Schumer, because、
huh.
there was like it had been smashed and the people had just destroyed it in the ratings,、
huh.
and then they removed the rating or something.
Oh, they did remove the rating. Like they don't have that anymore. And、oh. I'm so pissed off that they canceled Tuca and Birdie, the best show、oh. on Netflix.、
Hmm. Never heard of it.
And it's frustrating because it's all about algorithm, and that's what they said. You know, according to their own algorithm, they、mm. should cancel this show. But they shouldn't because it's really good.
Wait, they're making that decision based on some algorithms making that decision?
Yeah.
What, some AI is now the CEO of Netflix?
Yeah, so like, 多分、
yeah.
だからどんなにいい作品でも今見てる人が少ないとか、
uh-huh.
話してる人が少ないともう切られちゃうわけよ。だけど例えば、mm. シーズン1でブローアップしない場合もあるじゃん。でだんだんこうさに、例えば Arrested Development とかもそうじゃなかったっけ？最初なんか全然ダメで、mm. で途中から一気にガーって人気になってもう何年もやるとかさ、あるわけじゃん。それをなんか、考えてほしい。私 Tuca and Birdie はもうサインもしたからねペティションに It's the only show that's relatable for women in their 30s who have worked.
Okay.
Which is not common.
Okay.
So.
What other stuff isn't relatable? Game of Thrones is relatable?
That's definitely not really. Well, yeah, not relatable. But like, it's about, it touched on social issues as well. Not in a preachy way, but in a funny, like, but sometimes serious way.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was really disappointing. But so, ne, dakara ko.
Well, sometimes people have, I mean, recently, some people have a negative reaction to those. I mean, even if it's not preachy, there is some segment of people that is like, okay, we get it. Okay. You know, like.
Yeah, and it's like.
Because
to me.
It kind of gets tiring if it's not seamless and integrated into the story well, which often it is not.
And to me personally, like, it's my personal opinion, but 男性向けにリレーラブルなものとして作ってるものって女性も見れるんだよね。あの、この間ちょうど送ったじゃん、その versatile actors の話。The Kirsten Dunst is known as Spider-Man, best known as Spider-Man's girlfriend みたいなことをロイターが書いて、いや、あの、
That's kind of hilarious.
なんか、Kirsten、あの、例えば、なんて言ったんだっけ、あ、Anne Hathaway。Anne Hathaway は、例えばヒーローものもできるけど、ヒーローものやってる男性のアクターは、Princess Diaries できないとか、その、female actress がの方が意外と male actor より versatile だよみたいな実は、っていうのがなんかバーって、例えばクリスティン・ダンストはあのダンチアのやつやってたじゃん。それを例えばスパイダーマンのアクターがやろうと思ってできないか、まあとにかくなんか忘れたけどなんかリストがあって、
yeah, I mean that's kind of seems impossible to compare.
その、but. 例えばスパイダーマンとかトーとか。男性向けに作られてるものは、その彼女とか奥さんとかも別にみんな見るじゃん。でもじゃあ、トゥカ&ブーディーみたいなも、ああ、そうだよね、セクハラとか、ああ、女で仕事するってことはこういうことみたいなのを、旦那さんとか彼氏が見てくれるかっていうと、意外と見てくれなくて、そうするとやっぱりそういう数字に影響が出ちゃうのかなとか、ちょっとこの間思ってた。Yeah.
Well, it's lame that if something's not mainstream enough, then
I know,
too bad.
Right?
Because everyone pays the same, right? For everything. So that means if it's not mainstream, if it's not Marvel, if it's not a remake, dog shit movie, like every single movie that's been coming out lately, in my humble opinion, then it just, they're not going to do it. So they just don't do it. And so Hollywood has just become the most sellout. I mean, they literally released the same movie...Over, I mean, it's just gotten so offensive.
で、特にこれはあの、アリー・ウォンがプロデューサーなのかな？で、声もやってて、あの、女性が作ってる女性向けのアドルトアニメーションってほとんどないんだよね。
That's super niche.
そう、だから。
Wait, so no Netflix, they just don't do it.
Unless they somehow find a way to make it.Because
people, I think niche stuff that is independent is the better way to go.
Because
Netflix used to be like, oh, just come on here, you can make whatever you want, and we're not going to criticize or anything. Unless the algorithm doesn't like it.
I know, and
Tukwe
Birdie is awesome. Like, if you haven't seen it, please try it. Like, the first episode is kind of like, is it good? But then, like,You will get hooked.
This is the pitch for every TV show ever.
It's really trippy. It's trippy and crazy and weird and funny. And then
I'm not watching anything.
It's so good.
I haven't seen anything. I'm bored out of my mind. I don't like any of the shows. I'm waiting for...
I like Working Moms. It's the best show.
What was that? What's that show that got bought by Bezos?
I don't know.
Damn it. The space one.
Hmm.
But the dialogue is garbage. They need to do something about the dialogue on that show.
Hmm.
The plot is good. But it's just the... I don't know. I don't know why it bothers me. the dialogue.
It bothers me too. If it's
too explaining. Yeah, like a really contrived. It's like someone turns around and then they explain something to someone, but that person doesn't even need to know this. It's just for the audience. I'm just like,
あのね、ハリウッドそれがめちゃくちゃ多いんだよね、説明が。
Yeah.
しかもこうさらっとやってくれないから、それでなんかすごい turned off になる時ある。だからそういう意味では日本の映画の方があんまりそれをやらないかったりするんだよね。まあフランス映画とかもそうだけど、だからこう、そうね、説明が本当に多いよね。セリフになっちゃってる説明が。
I like, you know what's really entertaining to me lately is this. It's like a mini documentary series produced by the UFC called Embedded. And it's not a high production value thing. It's just a guy, a couple of guys maybe with cameras, video cameras, just recording behind the scenes of everything that's going on in the lead up to the fight. And it's so real and raw, and they're just following them and recording the whole time, and so everything's just kind of fly on the wall type, but it's so intense, you know, because this huge competition is coming up, and it's just so much more entertaining than some scripted, contrived, like Conor fighting Khabib. You have this undefeated Dagestani who has been like wrestling bears since he was like 5 years old. His lineage, his village, his people, it's insane. And then you have Conor McGregor, who's like this southpaw sniper, and it's just, it's real. Like this is crazy,
right?
And as far as entertainment goes, it's so well orchestrated and so dramatic. It's so entertaining.
なんか F1 のドキュメンタリー、ドキシリーズみたいなの見た？ Netflix。 私見てないけど、宮川さんが面白いって言ってた。
F1?
からちょっと気になってる。
Because
it's really technical, right? I've kind of worked with one of the teams in the past, and I was kind of surprised how everything is about calculation and technologies, and you know, it's not just about driving a car, which I thought it was.
No, so, it's about science and it's about optimization.
Yeah,
and
like real time, you know, like data.
Do you see how fast they change the wheels now?
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be a compilation of how it's gotten faster and faster and faster. Like how fast the pit stop has gotten. But now, I mean, the car pulls in. I mean, the wheels come off all at once, right? It's like one nut. It's held on by one nut, not like five. One nut, the wheel comes off, the new wheels are going on. The car is already being refueled. I mean, that thing just goes right in there and they're refueled. It is, I mean, that's some real, just the optimization of a process. It's fascinating.
次。
Paris is testing a noise radar system utilizing four microphones to triangulate the source of loud noises from vehicles and relay it to a CCTV camera to visually pinpoint and record the offender. So far, Paris has deployed 40 of the devices as part of a 2-year trial to determine its efficacy and what noise level would correspond to a fine.
フランスのパリ市は車の騒音対策のため4つのマイクを使って三角測量を行い騒音の出所を特定する騒音測定システムを試験運用しています。このシステムでは騒音の発生場所を把握した後データを監視カメラに送信してビジュアルでピンポイントに車両を特定し記録します。2年間の試験運用を行う予定で市は現在までに同システムを市内40カ所に設置しておりその効果を測るとともに騒音レベルとそれに見合った罰金を検討していきます。
Yep.
そんなすごいうるさい車が多いのかね。
Apparently it's a big problem in Paris. And I think 86% of people in Paris complain of serious noise pollution.
まああれだよね、道が狭い割にこう密集してるからこう車が多い通りに住んでる人もいるだろうし、建物が古いからこう窓とかがさ閉まってるようでちゃんと閉まってないみたいな。それでうるさいとかもありそう。
But there's also just a bunch of people.
Old cars?
No, just people that make a lot of noise.
Hmm.
And you see it in Japan too. Like you know these, who yeah. are these little guys? These bōsozoku looking guys, yeah. but they're not. I don't know what they are, but yeah. they ride on the Genski, and they're like,
Genski?
And then they turn around and they drive back the other way. And then they turn around, they drive back. And when I lived in Asagaya, there were people, these kids, that would show up and they would just redline their Genski down the street and like back. And just make fuckloads of noise at 2 in the morning.
I don't know.
Hmm. They're like a little bit below bōsozoku.
Right. No,
bōsozoku, at least, they have a little...
At least.
They have a larger bike. They have the seat that sticks up.
Right.
And they have like...
These people have normal bikes?
Yeah, it's like a normal Genski, and they just redline it, and they just...
Hmm.
You don't see it? I see it all the time. People are doing that all the time. It's idiotic.
Hmm.
I got really upset one time and like went downstairs and told them to
But yeah, there are abnormally loud cars. Like, 高いやつとかでたまに...
Oh, like Lambos.
そう。すっごいうるさいのあるじゃん。こうなんか... どんだけ存在感あんのみたいな。
But they pass shocking, right? Like that, don't they?
ね、わかんないどうなってんのか。
Maseratis are pretty loud too. Yeah, a lot of the fancy cars are loud stock. But some people used to remove the catalyzer and make their exhaust just a straight pipe. With no muffler in it, and then that would obviously be really loud.
あとこの間の選挙の時ツイートしたけどその選挙カーで名前を連呼するやつが今まで気になってなかったんだけど子供ベビーカーに乗せてやっと寝た時とかずっと泣いてやっと寝たのにあっちから選挙カーが来るともうドキドキとイライラが止まらないみたいな起きちゃう起きちゃうみたいなでなんか
That's been annoying forever
Yeah だって名前を連呼されてもなんか別にそれで名前覚えたことないしその人がどういう政策を考えてるのか分かるわけでもないしだからスピーチはいいんだよ別にね大事じゃんだから街頭でスピーチしてそれをみんなに聞いてもらうっていうのはいいんだけど車で走りながら大声で名前を言うっていうのはなんか意味あんのかなそう手振ってね意味あんのかなって思っちゃういやいいよ振らなくて
よろしくお願いします
お願いします。お願いします。清き一票みたいなさ。
And、
いいから静かにしてくれみたいな。
there aren't really restrictions on noise here, are there? It's just like if you make too much noise for too long, someone might call the police or something? Or...
Maybe.
I was playing basketball once and the police showed up and they told me that they will respond to noise complaints after 9 p.m.
はあ、あそうなんだ、yeah. まあ眠い時間だから
yeah, so,
でもさ一番うざいのはあれじゃない広告の車じゃない CD とかの、
oh, CD とかパチンコとか stuff that drive through like, 表参道
そうあとあの風俗のなんか求人のやつとか
yeah, like, they want like
超うるさい
they want like 14 year old girls to do some weird sex chat app or somethingShady
know,
type. What are those? Like the, what is it? The,
I don't know.
なんか strawberry の
何知らない知らないでも渋谷とか行くとさ同じ CD を売ってるトラックが3台ぐらい並んでて、全部違うタイミングで同じ音楽かかってたりするじゃん。台音で。
What's worse is I'm trying to walk and、yeah. all of a sudden I'm getting run over by a stampede of like 女子高生 that are trying to take a picture、
oh.
of the face on the truck before、right. the truck, like the light turns green and the truck、
yeah.
leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
あれ本当になんで合法なんだろうって思うたまにめちゃくちゃうるさい
It's burning fuel It's not doing anything It's not like actually carrying stuff, right? It's just empty
ねあれそうだよね そうだよね。あれ別になんか運んでんの？運んでないのかな？ただ無駄に走ってるだけ。
The Ark of the Covenant. I don't know. I don't think there's anything in there.
Should be illegal. At least carry something, right? Like 黒猫とかさ。
No, I don't think they're carrying anything.
次。
Oh, actually, there's a decibel meter at construction sites. Have you noticed that?
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. 書いてるよね。今現在なんで、あの、なんだっけ、国立競技場のとことかもさ、mm-hmm. 現在何デシベルとか。
Yeah, and have you tried clapping your hands?
No, have you?
No, but apparently they installed something like what Paris is doing in Edmonton in Canada, and then what do they call them? Hood rats? Now maybe that's an Australian term. There's some word for these guys, but people who like to make their cars loud and stuff. They would just blast past the decibel meter and try to see who could get the highest number.
Oh.
So it didn't help in Edmonton.
Oh. あ、逆にね。
Yeah.
Did you see Trudeau's interview with that comedian?
No.
American comedian? What's his name?
I don't
know his name.
I didn't see the interview, so I don't know.
It was interesting.
There's a lot of American comedians.
I mean, I know that he's facing a lot of criticism, and I honestly don't follow Canadian politics, so I don't know what he's doing right and wrong. But putting all of that aside, to see a leader of your country, like, sitting across of this comedian, with all kinds of tough questions. なんかそれはちょっと羨ましかった。こうそこにやんなくていいわけよ。多分だって断ればいいんだから。でもそこに行って。
Was it Zach Galifianakis?
No. It's this.
It wasn't Between Two Ferns because that. No. Hilarious.
Yeah, I love that, but no. But that's scripted.
I'm sure. Yeah.
It was with this other.
This isn't scripted.
No, because.なんだろ絶対聞かれたくないこととかをめっちゃ言われてすごい気まずい顔してんのねでも答えなきゃいけないじゃん何かしらはとかあとあの he's Indian American or something
and I might
Patriot Act だっけとかなんか言うさ番組持ってる人いるじゃん、Anyway that was him and he had some pictures and he wanted to play this game called World Leader or My Friend's Dad で写真を見せて、これはワールドリーダーか自分の友達のお父さんかを当てさせるゲームやってて、自分が首相とか大統領だったら絶対やりたくない。もう外したら最悪じゃん。しかも外してんのね、チュールも。でもなんだろう、それを受けるっていうこと自体が今の日本だったら考えられないから、その。Tough questions を事前に通告なく投げつけられるとか絶対触れられたくない話題を触れてくるそれに一対一で答えないといけないとか
I think that here the media is largely complicit in most of it. It's not like
Oh yeah yeah you know, もう忖度文化だからさ、だからそれはなんかねなんかだけど大丈夫それはなんかいいなって思った、長い。ちょっと待って。OK。次。
In a study published in American Mineralogist, researchers at Caltech have discovered a new mineral within a meteorite which does not occur naturally anywhere on Earth. The mineral has been named edscotite, and is Fe5C2 and was discovered in.A meteorite which landed next to a road in Wedderburn, an old gold rush town in Victoria, Australia. Fe5C2 is iron and carbon. The Wedderburn meteorite, discovered in 1951, is colored red and black and weighs 210 grams. In addition to edscotite, the meteorite contains camisite, schreibersite, tyonite, and troilite.Edscotite was named in honor of the cosmochemist Edward Scott from the University of Hawaii. The researchers believe that the mineral formed within the core of an alien planet a long time ago, The planet was then obliterated by an asteroid or other impact, sending a chunk of its core toward Earth. While the artificial formation of the mineral Edscottite has been observed during steel smelting processes, this is the first evidence of its occurrence in nature, which earns its recognition by the International Mineralogist Association.
American Mineralogist に掲載されたカリフォルニア工科大学の研究で、隕石の中から地球上のどこにも自然発生しないミネラルが発見されました。新しいミネラルはハワイ大学の宇宙科学者エドワード・スコットにちなんでエドスコッタイトと命名されました。ミネラルが見つかった隕石はオーストラリア・ビクトリア州のゴールドラッシュタウンであるウェダーバーンに着地し、1951年に発見されたもので、色は赤と黒で重さは 210g です。隕石にはエドスコッタイトの他にカマサイト、シュライバーサイト、テーナイト、トロイライトが含まれていました。チームによるとこのミネラルは大昔にどこかの惑星の核の部分で形成されたもので、小惑星の衝突など何かの衝撃で惑星が消滅した際に核の一部が地球に向かって飛んできたと考えられます。エドスコッタイトの人工的な形成は鉄の精錬のプロセスの中で観察されたことがあるものの、自然界での存在が見つかったのは初めてで、国際鉱物学連合にエビデンスとして認定されました。
Yep.
その小惑星には宇宙人が住んでたんだろうか。
I don't know.
さようなら皆さん。
It's interesting that piece of the
core 面白いね。
landed. I mean,
ね。
that planet is gone, right? It's
yeah.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
If a piece of its
I feel bad.
core is over here, it's like the cosmic sadness.
ね。
of an entire civilization. Or maybe there was just nothing there. It's just a rock.
ね、そう、何もなかった。あったかもしれないけど、なんかいろいろあったかもしれないじゃん。
Yeah.
それがなくなってしまったんだ。しかもここに到達したっていうのがすごいよね。
うん。
どっから来たのか知らんけど。
I wonder if this Edscottite could exist inside of Earth, inside the core somewhere. But it seems like maybe not. We don't know.You need very specific conditions because there's an insane number of possible structural arrangements for iron and carbon. So the number of different minerals that are technically possible, is pretty crazy. It's like thousands, probably.
ミネラルズとか詳しくなさすぎて、このカマサイト、シュライバーサイトとか何のことやらって感じなんだけど。
Well, I know that site or ite is like sort of crystally, minerally
yeah.
but, stuff, but
でもエドスコッタイとか一番なんか名前だよね。完全に人の名前。
Yeah.
まあシュライバーも人かな。
シュライバーサイト。
うん。Sounds like someone's last name, no?
How about Kamasite?
ね、Kamasite は何なんだろう。どっから来たんだろう。
But it's just arrangements of atoms, right? Mm. So you have a bunch of iron atoms and carbon. And then if you put them in a certain arrangement, that'd be Edscottite.
Wow, Kamasaito looks really cool. Look.
You found it?
見て。
Oh, yeah. It has the Wyndstatin patterns. Does it say what that's called?
Kamasaito.
On that picture, does it describe?
Widermann-Stetten 構造.
Yeah, I forget.Widermann-Stetten patterns.
It says Widermann-Stetten pattern, showing the two forms of nickel iron minerals, kamasite and taenite.
Yeah, I think those patterns are actually generated when it enters the atmosphere.
Hmm. めっちゃかっこいいこれ。なんか知らないで見たら、
That's on a meteorite, right?
宇宙船の一部みたいな、こう人工物と思っちゃいそう私とかすぐ。Mm. ああ、エイリアンが作ったやつじゃないとか言って。
I mean, it is an alien mineral.
Right.
It does not happen on Earth, as far as we know.
Mm.
So that was like, that's literally the first natural instance of that mineral that we've ever found.
すごいね。Schreibersite looks more like a black...rock.
Mm. Do you know a lot about rocks? You know, in the United States, in the South or in the Midwest, there's a lot of fascination with rocks, with crystals, with stones.
Hmm.
Different stones are associated with different emotional frequencies or something. Everything's frequencies with, with crystals.
Like a power stone みたいなやつ?
Yeah.
It's like spiritual.
There's a bunch of stones and stuff. A bunch of they're good for different things. It's like the whole, like uranai palm reading sort of that whole stuff in that's popular here. It's kind of crystal. I mean, it depends where you are, but if you're in like Sedona or something, people just got crystals all over the place. So.
日本でもなんかそういうお店あるもんね。
There's a store called Cosmos.
Okay.
That has a bunch of crazy looking crystals and stuff.
Hmm. In Japan?
Yeah, it's in Harajuku.
あ、そうなの?
I bought a leopardite there and some other weird.
Hmm.
Mostly I was just talking to the guy who runs it. Because he seemed to know a lot about like weirdstuff like artifacts and like history and stuff. It's kind of interesting.
私も子供の時そういうとこで買ってもらった。これは何にいい石ですとかさ、なんかあるんだよね、説明が一個一個。
Leopardite is like basically compressed fossils and stuff. And they polish it into a sphere of just like fossilized little ancient critters.
Okay. That's cool
Yeah.
It's like death in solid state.
Yeah.
You gave me the some fossilized tree rock, right? It's like right there. But
yeah.
That stuff's really cool.
That's petrified wood.
Hmm.
Yeah. And in that case, like the dead wood acts as the scaffolding for the mineralization to occur in patterns that I guess resemble what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That was really cool.
But minerals, rocks, pretty interesting. Alien rocks.
Alien rocks.
I wish I knew more about like minerals, rocks.
Yeah, I really wasn't paying attention at the...あれなんていうの、地学なん地理かの授業、when the teacher was really excited about different rocks and like 地層とか because it only meant that I had to memorize all of them.
Oh, we can see, you know, hundreds of thousands of years of geological history.The problem is, if you're not educated, your eyes can't see what you're supposed to see, you know? But there are videos on YouTube of geologists just walking, hiking somewhere. They're like, wow, look at this. And they just pick up some rock. It just looks like some regular rock.
Yeah.
They're like, see these lines here? You see this? This is where it got trapped between these different layers. Then you can see like this sediment was depositing on this side, then you have this mineral over here, blah, 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 blah. And all this crazy stuff. Like, these people can go to these places and look around, and it's like freaking...
So much information, like, right?
What's the Jurassic Park guy's name? Grant?
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, but they can look at a wall, and they can see that flooding happened or some other events happened. Mm. They can literally see that in the layers. And the thickness of the layers is like...how much, like if a lot of material is deposited in a very short time, so you have large consistency across a lot of layer thickness. I don't know.
そういう人とハイキング行きたいよね、どうせなら。
Yeah, I actually saw a machinist. He like works on hand tools and stuff. I think his channel's called like AVE, just three letters.
Okay.
But he had a video where he was doing that. He like took his kid on some bicycle ride through nature, and he was doing this sort of breaking down the layer striation.
The kid's lucky.
No, the kid was asleep.
Oh.
He's like, wake up, kiddo, you're missing all kinds of mind-blowing geology out here.
まあそういうもんだよね。Leave me alone.
Yeah.
またかみたいなね。
Yeah.
そういうもんだよね。いや、文字起こしのテキストは iPad、iPhone、Mac、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリでゲットできるので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題プラスエッセイついてきます。
What was your last essay?
なんだったっけ？
なんだっけ？あ、It was really good though.
Do you understand? とか、Does it make sense? とか、そういう、わかる？って聞きたいときにね、どういうのが要注意で、どういうのがいいかっていうのを解説してる。
Right. And a lot of materials, they don't really have any insight to the nuance of what that's going to sound like if you just say it.
そうなんだよね。結局その教科書とか辞書とかにはそういうニュアンスまで説明してってるのが、まあ、普通はあんまりないから、
yeah.
どういうところでどういうふうに使っていいのか分かんないし、まあ、自分が変なこと言ってても気づかない。
Yeah, sorry, but you end up not trying to say it because you're not sure that it would be taken the right way.
うん、そうだね。そう。
So.
そうで、まあ、よく日本で英語を習った人でよくあるのはその教科書に載ってる言い方をそのまま使ってすごい失礼な人みたいになってるみたいな、なんかすごい、その人のせいじゃないんだけどそういう風になっちゃってるっていうのはよくあることなので読んでもらえるといいかなと思います。bilingualnews.jp ではストアもあってグッズを販売しているので気に入ったら買っていただけると大変助かります。終わり？あ、Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。バイ。
以上です。バイ。